All right, Tavor said, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Asra la'adam shiya achzari v'lo yispayis. A person should not be achzari, literally means cruel. But achzari in this context probably means a little bit more of like indifferent. Person should not be indifferent or cruel and refuse to forgive. So we'll say again, you know, klal gadol. This is even brought down Mishnah Avos. A person should be easy to appease, meaning easy to reconcile, and slow to anger. And at the time when the person who offended me asks me for mechila, well, as I said yesterday, if I see that the individual is sincere and I see the individual truly wants to go ahead and try to reconcile with me, then I, the aggrieved party, despite the fact that I may be very hurt, have to be able to find the courage to be able to forgive the individual with a complete heart and a willing soul. Va'afilu hatzar lo harbe, even if the individual hurt me terribly, the chotalo harbe, and he sinned against me terribly, lo yikom v'lo yitor. Bless you. A person should certainly not take revenge, or should not harbor any kind of animosity. V'zehu darkom. So this is very interesting. Meaning, what the Rambam seems to say over here is there could be situations where lemaisa, again, a person may not ask for forgiveness. Let's say I've been wronged by someone, but at the end of the day, again, the person, maybe they're not sorry. It is possible sometimes people do bad things and they're actually not sorry that they did it. So let's say somebody did something negative and they're not sorry, and they don't even ask for forgiveness. Even under those circumstances, I should never, chas v'shalom, take revenge or harbor an ongoing resentment. V'zehu darkam shel zere Yisrael v'libam hanachon. And this is the derech of the Jewish people who have an upright and correct heart. We'll say, you know, the Gemara brings down that if a person has problems with kas, a person has problems with anger, and by extension, something we're trying to bring down, a person has problems, they're unable to forgive when people wrong them. So the Gemara says that you have to look into the yichus, you have to look into the lineage, because most probably they're a mamzer. That's what the Gemara says. Now, they're not using the mamzer like in the colloquial, like, what a mamzer. You know, what they're saying is that the ability to forgive and the ability to let go is part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael. That's what it is. We are, by definition, we have to be a forgiving people. Because, again, otherwise you can't exist as a people if you don't have the midah of forgiveness within your ranks. So if a person doesn't have that, the Gemara literally says, you really better check the family tree because there's something. The Gemara says there's mamzeros. The Gemara is talking more about kas. Because the Gemara very often equates the midah of anger and immorality together. So if a person suffers from a terrible temper, so chances are there's something immoral in, not lav dafka in their personal life, but it could be, again, in the family tree.
Is shuda like almost like something that you owe? Like, I mean, it's a din type of thing? Like, you wrong him, you owe him? Like, it doesn't seem like that from here. Well, unless this is like a...
Who do I owe?
If you wrong someone, and now we're responsible for...
To do tshuva, absolutely. There is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv to reconcile with another. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a chiyuv of, meaning there's a chiyuv of tshuva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. That's why the Rambam, even when he begins Hilchos Tshuva, he says, he quotes the pasuk, Isho isha ki yasu mikol chatasa adam, limo mal ba'ashem, v'ashma hanefashahi, v'hisvadu es chatasa masher asu. That's why the Rambam begins the discussion about vidui, because there is a mitzvah asay to be misvade. If there's a mitzvah asay to be misvade, that means there's a mitzvah asay to do tshuva. Now the Rambam doesn't quote such a pasuk over here by Ben Adon Lechavero, but remember again, essentially with the Rambam, the model that the Rambam is building is you can't really do full tshuva bein adam lemakom unless, of course, you've done tshuva bein adam lechavero. So it's almost like the mitzvah saseh of vidui, tshuva bein adam lemakom creates a mitzvah saseh of vid or tshuva bein adam lechavero.
Rabbi, you use the term reconciliation. Now, is that what is supposed to come out of this? Or is it? Can it be forgiveness, but they really don't want to have anything to do with each other.
Yeah, I say reconciliation. I use reconciliation in terms of reconciling the negative event, which means asking forgiveness. Okay. The goal of this is a very important point. The goal of interpersonal reconciliation is not to become friends. If you happen to become friends or resume a friendship, that's very nice. That's a bonus. But the essence of tshuva is I've done something wrong to you. I have an obligation to be forgiven by you. That's it. The relationship afterwards, that the Rambam does not concern himself with as a personal decision. Because very often, again, people who hurt us, you know, even if they're sincere in their apology and we forgive them, we don't want to have anything to do with them. Really, and that's okay. You don't have to put yourself around people who have hurt you and have
I'm
sorry. Sure, but eventually means I absolutely forgive you. I forgive you. I don't hold any animosity. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around a lot of people. I mean, I don't mean that as an individual, but I'm saying like it could be that they're just like a whole bunch of people. I do mean it. I actually do. There are all kinds of people that I don't necessarily want to be around. I don't have any negative feelings towards them. So B'lev Shalom means I absolutely forgive you. Lav Dafka means I have to be your friend. Again, I think it's a very important chilek. I think, by the way, this point is very often why people, I think, sometimes have this difficulty with achieving this, being Adam Lechavero Tshuva, because people think like this reconciliation literally means like B'lev Avshalim becoming friends with the person. And the truth is, there are certain people with whom you can't really have friendships for a variety of reasons, but doesn't negate the fact that there could be tshuva. I think very important. Rambam says, and again, certainly, even if mechila is not going to be there, and even if forgiveness is not going to be there, and even if it's not going to be tshuva, I certainly cannot take any kind of revenge against my fellow. V'zehu darkom shal Yisrael. This is the derech of Klal Yisrael. Shosar Yisrael. Libun achvan. Aval agoyim. Arli halev. Einan kein. Ella v'evraso shamra netzach. But to both say again, the Rambam contrasts the nations of the world, right? The nations of the world are not like this. Arli halev literally means they have a foreskin over their heart, meaning that like there's an impenetrable layer sometimes over their heart. Ella v'evraso shamra netzach. They harbor their animosity forever. And I will say again, you know what's amazing is all you need to do is look in the news and you can see it. You know, and I saw something amazing that just grabbed my attention yesterday. You know, Germany and Israel have an arms agreement. So Israel just bought it. So I think it's fourth Dolphin class submarine from Germany. And one of the political parties, I don't remember, it's a social, social action? Social Democrat Party. So went ahead and said, you know, we really have to question our relationship with Israel and question the sale of arms to Israel in the same way that we would question the sales of arms to places like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and like this. And you know, you see that in the news and you realize to yourself, it's amazing. It's 70 years after that country was responsible for the decimation and annihilation of 6 million Jews. You would think that a country would be smart enough that even if you thought it, keep your mouth shut. You know, certain things you don't say because you have a sense of remorse. But what that betrays, what that shows, is that there really is a fundamental lack of remorse. What sets Klal Yisrael different, separate and apart from the nations of the world, is whereas we have this midah of reconciliation. We have this midah that if we feel bad, we apologize. And if somebody wrongs us, we're still willing to accept the apology. But by the nations of the world, very often there is this arla. There is like this barrier that obstructs their heart from feeling in the appropriate way. Hachoti lechaveru umeis chaveru. Finally, again, this section ends. Let's. Did I skip a line? I'm sorry. V'chinu omer av givonim. Thank you. So too it says about the givonim. L'fisha lo machlu lo nispaisu. Because they did not forgive. Therefore, again, they were never appeased. V'ha givonim lo b'nei Yisrael heima. The givonim are not part of the Jewish people. So what they're referring to over here is, remember, again, we actually learned this in the Shabbos afternoon shir not so long ago. That the Givonim, it's a whole discussion exactly what happened. But they were hurt by Shaul. Shaul, when he was on his rampage against David HaMelech, either killed a few Givonim or killed a lot of Givonim. But the point is, the Givonim wanted revenge. And remember, what did they ask David HaMelech for? They asked David HaMelech to hand over the remaining members of Shaul's family. They killed them and they hanged them from the city walls. And this was a horror. And again, David HaMelech complied with their wishes. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says, you know, there's a whole discussion about the Givonim, because the Givonim were like the water carriers for the Jewish people. They were embedded within Jewish people, but not officially part of the Jewish people. So then there's a whole discussion about their status. The Rambam says that it's clear from this event that they are not part of Klal Yisrael. Because anyone who does not have the capacity to forgive, anyone who just desires revenge, that is a clear indication that such an individual is not a member of Klal Yisrael. Finally, Hachote l'chaveru umeis chaveru. If I sin against my friend, and unfortunately my friend dies prior to my ability to ask mechila, prior to my ability to ask for forgiveness, maybe asara bnei adam u'ma'amid al kivro, I bring 10 people to his grave. The omer b'fneim, and I say to him, meaning I'm speaking to the neshama of the person who I offended, who I hurt, chatosi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael u'leploni zeh shasisi l'kach v'kach. I have sinned against the God of Israel. And I will say again, here it's mefurish in this. This is the first formulation where the Rambam writes over here. See, up until now, all the Rambam has written is that Yom Kippur can take care of your Ben Adam Lamakom. It doesn't take care of your Ben Adam Lechavero. You have to address your Ben Adam Lechavero again. Here the Rambam for the first time says explicitly, he links the two. Chatosi la'ashem alokei Yisrael. I have sinned against God. And against Reuven, and I did so and so and so and so. So the linkage over here of the sinning against God and the sinning against my fellow man, the commentaries of the Rambam understand is a dramatic statement that Rambam is making, that essentially every interpersonal sin is an affront to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's why when asking Mechila, I have to say, I've sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I've sinned against man, and I both say again, in the same way that when I go ahead and I sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzarech Lifrot Esachit, I have to articulate, I have to say what the sin was. So too, when I sin against an individual, again, and this is a very public fashion also, I have to articulate what the sin was. V'mhayachayiv l'mamon, and I will say again, that's all you can do. You go to the grave, you ask forgiveness, and that's it. V'mhayachayiv l'mamon, what if now I owed someone money, and the individual died, so what do? Yachzer liyarshav, I give it back to his descendants, to his inheritors. Lo haya yodea liyoresh, if you did not know who the inheritors were, you don't know if he has any inheritors. Yani chenu bebezdin, the yisvada. You bring it to Bezdin, you go at your misvada, you admit, you confess what you've done wrong and what you owe, and then Bezdin ultimately does with the money as it sees fit. I will stop here, pick up here tomorrow, Mirat Hashem.